जय अबू धाबी भक्त वृंद की जय Thank you very much. It's nice to be here in Abu Dhabi. Crowded place. It's always nice to see a crowded place. Then we think we need more. We need to increase. We need to get bigger. Right? Because that is the nature of our movement. It's supposed to be always growing. Cheto darpana marjanam bhava mahadabhagini nivapanam shiram kairabhachandi kapitarnam Vijavadam Jeevanam Anandam Udi Vardhanam Pratipadam Purnam Vitaspadanam Sarvatma Snapanam Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Anandam Udi Vardhanam. Vardhanam means increasing. Increasing the ocean of bliss. The Goswamis are also said to be expert at increasing the limits of the ocean of transcendental bliss by spreading the chanting and dancing of the holy name everywhere. So this is an auspicious time. We just had Srimati Radharashtami, and then Vamandev Dwadasi is coming, and then next week there's Haridas Thakur's disappearance and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's appearance.
Yes, Monday.
Yeah, Monday and Tuesday, Sunday. Every day is something. It's also, today is the start of the ISKCON Holy Name Week, which is an effort started by His Holiness Lokanath Swami and a few others to try to increase our chanting, public chanting or any kind of chanting to every temple, every group, do something more, you know, like some temples have a 24-hour kirtan, some have more Harinam parties, or they have, you know, if they can go publicly out, or they just have every day like a Nam Yagya program, something to do more chanting, more kirtan especially, or more japa, have a japa yagya, a japa retreat, but to honor the holy name, we should have holy name year, but we started a few years ago with holy name day, and I don't know if they want to. Not every temple could coordinate to do something big on the same day. So they call it a week. So at least during that 1 week, you can do one thing at least. Whether you're just at home, chant more, pray to chant, you know, more attentively, more better. It's a nice idea. Since this is the Sankirtan movement, Lord Chaitanya came to taste the mellows of Radharani's love for Krishna, but in the process of doing that, he started the Sankirtan movement and spread the chanting of the Maha Mantra all over the world. Now it's going more and more into every town and village, but there's many towns and villages left yet, and nobody's gone yet. Some places where they never heard of Hare Krishna still. Some places where they have, but we want to make it more and more well known. But just one comment with this foot washing. You're probably not familiar with the Bible. There's a very famous Jesus activity called the Last Supper. A very famous painting by Mr. Leonardo da Vinci. The Last Supper, where he just was the day before or a few days before he was crucified. He had all his disciples, and they all met somewhere, and they all ate together. And at that time, he washed the feet of all his disciples. So the disciples were protesting. Said, "No, Master, you know, I can't let you wash my feet. How can you do this?" He said, "I want to teach you that you should wash each other's feet. They should." Any devotee, we tend to, so it's a nice, humble, you know, thing. Of course, traditionally, the sannyasi was walking, so the feet are very dirty and tired and hot. You wash the feet, right? And then it's very refreshing. Now we're riding in the car, riding in the airplane, and still the tradition is there. Because that bathing the lotus feet, getting the lotus feet of Krishna, you know, the darshan of Krishna, serving the lotus feet, Shri Guru, Charna, Padma, all those things are somehow very important. I don't know exactly, sometimes people ask why do we, you know, say lotus feet, and then you follow the footsteps of the feet. The feet carry, and also approaching a great personality should be from the feet. Darshan starts with the feet. And the humble like Lakshman, when they showed the monkeys, showed the jewelry that Sita had thrown down. And he didn't know because he never looked up. He never saw her face. He only looked at her feet. Because he had just that complete service attitude. He wasn't trying to enjoy, you know, the beauty of Sita. So anyway, it's a nice idea. It's a nice culture. Not present everywhere anymore, but we want to serve the lotus feet of the spiritual master by trying to follow in the footsteps of chanting the holy name and spreading the holy name, giving Krishna consciousness as much as possible, according to our capacity, to as many people as possible. Whatever we're doing, devotees are somehow contributing to that, whether we're just chanting at home, doing puja, it all is purifying the planet. The sound vibration of the holy name is going into the ether. The ether is very, very contaminated in Kali Yuga. Right? Everything is contaminated. The pollution of the water, the pollution of the air. You know, you see report in Japan, in Tokyo, they have these signboards, you know, with the flashing numbers telling you what level of air pollution there is at the moment. And it's not good to look at it if you're there because you want to get out of there. But the people are very concerned. They put it in the newspaper. Today's pollution is so bad. Today it's this bad. Then the water pollution, so we have to buy water to drink. Even to take a bath in some places, the water can't even take a bath in it. But the air, the sound pollution, the ether is so polluted by all the hellish, you know, talk that's going on, all the just babbling nonsense talk, all the, you know, the radio broadcast, television broadcast, all just completely gibberish, and say in English, or Maya. The Bhagavatam says that those who are in Maya, they always talk nonsense, beginning with, it is I and it is mine. But that's what everybody's just mine, mine, mine. What is mine? I'm this body and this is mine. My country, my family, my possession. Even the man with nothing, homeless, he's got something that he's very attached to, even though maybe just a bag full of garbage. Probably don't have them in this area, but, right? And even in Japan, there's many, and they collect like old, just garbage. It has no even recycle value, and they're very attached. If you tried to take it away, they'd kill you. This is mine. This is my place to sleep on the footpath, and you know we want mine. But the devotee wants to give up all that. Nirmama, nirahankara. Nothing is mine. I'm not this body. Then we can surrender to Krishna. So is there a particular verse here you're with on the Bhagavad Gita? Huh? Anywhere? I was asking, nobody can ever answer. This book holder thing, I can never understand. What is the purpose of this? Everybody has it. You know, but you can't read when the book is on it. I can't anyway read a book that, you know, the pages like this. It doesn't make any sense. No, but I'm just saying it doesn't make any sense, and nobody can say, well, you know, but this is what we use all the time. Everybody has it. Came from India. You know, but what is the purpose of it? It doesn't serve any purpose. It holds the book nicely, but you can't read. You know, you have to pick it up. So that's just something I always think of when I put the book on the stand. The most confidential knowledge, this is chapter 9. Okay, here's a good one. Text number 3, chapter 9. Because it was in the middle of a purport, so I just turned to the next one. Ashadana Purusha.
Ashadana Purusha.
Dharmasyasya Parantapa.
Dharmasyasya Parantapa.
Apraptyamam Nivartante.
Apraptyamam Nivartante.
Michu Samsaravartmani.
Michu Samsaravartmani.
Ashadana Purusha.
Ashadana Purusha.
Dharmasyasya Parantapa.
Dharmasyasya Parantapa.
Apraptyamam Nivartante.
Apraptyamam Nivartante.
Michu Samsaravartmani.
Michu Samsaravartmani.
It's quite an easy one, right? Everybody's got it memorized. Anybody?
Apraptyamam Nivartante. Asaddana Purusha.
Asaddana Purusha.
Dharmasyasya Parantapa.
Dharmasyasya Parantapa.
Apraptyamam Nivartante.
Apraptyamam Nivartante.
Mrityu Samsara Vartmani.
Mrityu Samsara Vartmani.
Ashraddhana Purusha.
Ashraddhana Purusha.
Dharmasasya Parantapa.
Dharmasasya Parantapa.
Apraptyamam Nivartante.
Apraptyamam Nivartante.
Mrityu Samsara Vartmani.
Mrityu Samsara Vartmani.
Ashraddhana Purusha.
Hindi.
Ashraddhana Purusha.
Dharmasasya Parantapa.
Dharmasasya Parantapa.
Apraptyamam Nivartante.
Apraptyamam Nivartante.
Mrityu Samsara Vartmani.
Asaddana Purusha.
Asaddana Purusha.
Dharmasasya Parantapa.
Dharmasasya Parantapa.
Apraptyamam Nivartante.
Apraptyamam Nivartante.
Mrityu Samsara Vartmani.
Mrityu Samsara Vartmani.
Asaddana Purusha.
Asaddana Purusha.
Adharmasyasya Parantapa.
Dharmasyasya Parantapa.
Aprapya mam nivartante.
Aprapya mam nivartante.
Tu sansara vartmani.
Michu sansara vartmani.
Ashadana purusha.
Ashadana purusha.
Dharmasyasya Parantapa.
Dharmasyasya Parantapa.
Aprapya mam nivartante.
Aprapya mam nivartante.
Ashaddana Purusha.
Ashaddana Purusha.
Dharmasasya Parantapa.
Dharmasasya Parantapa.
Apraptyamam Nivartante.
Apraptyamam Nivartante.
Mrityu Samsara Vartmani.
Mrityu Samsara Vartmani.
Ashaddana Purusha.
Ashaddana Purusha. Dharmasasya Parantapa. Apraptyamam Nivartante. Mrityu Samsara Vartmani. Ashaddana Purusha. Dharmasyasya Parantapa. Apraptyamam Nivartante. Mrityu Samsara Vartmani.
Any other ladies?
Ashraddhana Purusha. Dharmasyasya Parantapa. Apraptyamam Nivartante. Mrityu Samsara Vartmani. Ashraddhana Purusha. Dharmasyasya Parantapa. Apraptyamam Nivartante. Mrityu Samsara Vartmani.
Ashadadana.
Ashadadana.
Those who are faithless.
Those who are faithless.
Parantapa.
Parantapa.
Such persons.
Such persons.
Dharmasya.
Dharmasya.
Toward the process of religion.
Toward the process of
religion.
Asya.
This. Parantapa.
Parantapa.
O killer of the enemies.
O killer of the enemies.
Aprapya.
Aprapya.
Without obtaining.
Without obtaining.
Mam.
Mam.
Me.
Me.
Nivartante.
Nivartante.
Come back.
Come back.
Ritu.
Ritu.
Of death.
Of death.
Samsara.
Samsara.
Of material existence.
Of material existence.
Vartmani.
Vartmani.
On the path.
On the path.
Okay. Translation. Those who are not faithful on this devotional service cannot attain me, O conqueror of enemies. Therefore, they return to the path of birth and death in this material world. I'd like to repeat that. Those who are not faithful,
those who are not faithful
in this devotional service,
in this devotional service,
cannot attain me,
cannot attain me,
O conqueror of enemies,
O conqueror of enemies.
Therefore, they return to the
path
of birth and death,
to the path of birth and death,
in this material world. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The faithless cannot accomplish this process of devotional service. That is the purport of this verse. Faith is created by association with devotees. Unfortunate people, even after hearing all the evidence of the Vedic literature from great personalities, still have no faith in God. They are hesitant and cannot stay fixed in the devotional service of the Lord. This faith is the most important factor and progress of Krishna consciousness. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that faith is a complete conviction that simply by serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, one can achieve all perfection. This is called real faith. It's stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 4:32-14. Chaitanena Chipyanti Tad Skanda Vajo Prashada Prayo Pahara Yate Dadanam Kataiva. Sorry, I can't see it very good. By giving water to the root of the tree, one transfers, satisfies its branches, twigs, and leaves. And by supplying food to the stomach, one satisfies all the senses of the body. Similarly, by engaging in the transcendental service of the Supreme Lord, one can automatically satisfy all the demigods and all other living entities. One morning walk at Vrindavan, there was one Mayavadi fellow, a local person, I guess. You know, those people, they would try to discuss Bhagavad Gita with Prabhupada and they would keep giving all their Mayavadi interpretations. Because they don't have any conclusion, they just like to talk. So there was a big tree and Prabhupada said to him, "Do you see that tree?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "Could you water all the leaves of that tree?" Then he said, "No, we can." Prabhupada said, he laughed, he hesitated, and he said, "Even if you could water all the leaves of the tree, it wouldn't help the tree." So in other words, this manasa seva, madhava seva is not right. That you think you, because you can't serve all people. You maybe serve a few, but you can't help everybody. You know, no matter materially, whatever you do, you can help, you know, some people, maybe, you know, get some food for a few thousand people, or, you know, some homes for the displaced, or rescue somebody from the, you know, the hurricane or something. But you can't really serve everybody. But by watering the root, by serving Krishna, you can do good for everybody. That's the point of this verse, and that's the point Prabhupada made very nicely. If you just water the leaf, the tree doesn't take water by the leaf, it takes water by the root. It takes sunlight by the leaf, so that they need to be in the sun. And, you know, if you keep Tulsi, you have to keep her in the sun, and you have to turn her, otherwise they bend over towards the sun. So anyway, it's an important point. Therefore, after reading Bhagavad Gita, one should promptly come to the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. One should give up all other engagements and adopt the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. The Personality of Godhead, if one is convinced of the philosophy of life, that is faith. Sarva dharmam pariccaja mamekam sharanam vraja. Aham tvam sarva bhavebhyo moksheshyami masucha. Everybody knows that, but how much do we really apply it in our life? That's another thing. Have no fear, Krishna will take care of us. Now, the development of that faith in the process of Krishna consciousness. There are three divisions of Krishna consciousness men. In the third class are those who have no faith. Even if they are officially engaged in devotional service, they cannot achieve the highest perfectional stage. Most probably they will slip after some time. They become engaged, but because they haven't complete conviction and faith, it is very difficult for them to continue in Krishna consciousness. We have practical experience in discharging our mission activity, that some people come and apply themselves to Krishna consciousness with some hidden motive. And as soon as they are economically a little well situated, they give up this process and take to their old ways again. It is only by faith that one can advance in Krishna consciousness. What is the name of such devotees? The third class? Huh? What type of adhikari is it? Huh? Kanishta, yeah. Kanishta adhikari. There's levels of Kanishta. If someone is fortunate, they'll be making progress. But the Maha Kanishta, they'll avoid all other devotees, thinking themselves to be the best devotee, and shouldn't associate with all the other inferior. So they may be having a deity, they may be worshiping, offering things, taking the prasad, but they don't see the Lord in everyone's heart. They don't really have faith. They're just doing it for some reason. Pride, yajante nama yajnaste. I'll perform some yajna in name only, and I'll get a good reputation, right? People will think I'm a great devotee. So that's the Kanishta. They think themselves to be the best devotee, and they think everyone else is not, you know, a good devotee. And those devotees who are maintaining temples are just making a show to make a living. You know, this is all stated in the Bhagavatam. As for the development of faith is concerned, one who is well versed in the literature of devotional service and has attained the stage of firm faith is called a first-class person in Krishna consciousness. And in the second class are those who are not very advanced in understanding the devotional scriptures, but who automatically have firm faith that Krishna bhakti, or service to Krishna, is the best course, and so in good faith they have taken it up. Thus they are superior to the third class, who have neither perfect knowledge of the scripture nor good faith, but by association and simplicity are trying to follow. The third class person in Krishna consciousness may fall down, but when one is in the second class, he does not fall down. And for the first class person in Krishna consciousness, there is no chance of falling down. One who is in the first class will surely make progress and achieve the result at the end. As far as a third class person in Krishna consciousness is concerned, although he has faith in the conviction that devotional service is good, he has not yet gained adequate knowledge of Krishna through the scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. Sometimes these third class persons in Krishna consciousness have some tendency toward karma yoga,
and Jnana Yoga. And sometimes they are disturbed, but as soon as the infection of Karma Yoga or Jnana Yoga is vanquished, they become second class or third, first class persons. Faith in Krishna is divided into three stages and described in Srimad Bhagavatam. First class attachment, second class attachment, and third class attachment are also explained in Srimad Bhagavatam in the 11th canto. Those who have no faith, even after hearing about Krishna and the excellence of devotional service, who think that it is simply eulogy, find the path very difficult, even if they are supposedly engaged in devotional service. For them, there is very little hope of gaining perfection. Thus, faith is very important in the discharge of devotional service. Wow. Faith, 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 faith. And if you have on your computer the database, if you put in faith, you'll find so many slokas and so many places where this is stressed. So what is a second class devotee in Sanskrit? Madhya, middle. And there's also, you know, Kanishta Madhyam and Madhya Madhyam and higher Madhyam. We should be striving to be Madhyam and then to progress. So the Madhyam, he discriminates between the Supreme Lord. He recognizes the Supreme Lord and worships the Lord. Between the devotees, so he serves devotees and associates with devotees. And the innocent people, he tries to uplift them, to give them some knowledge of Krishna. And the demons, he avoids the demons, the madhyam, because we know by association with demons we can become bewildered. Sometimes the demons are very good arguers, very good logicians. You know, they can present all kinds of things that can bewilder a devotee who's not firmly fixed. And then the first class devotee is called Uttama Adhikari or Mahabhagavat. That is that. We don't find so many, but Prabhupada in one time, he said, anyone who is strictly following the Krishna conscious process is a Uttama Adhikari, but that's different ways of going. It's his vision. We should never think, I am an Uttama Adhikari. Anyone who thinks that will be finished very quickly. The Uttama Adhikari thinks that everyone else is a very great devotee except me. But the lowest devotee thinks, I'm the only devotee. Everyone else is not a devotee, or everyone else is not a good devotee, or they're imitation devotees. So faith, it says here, right in the first of this paragraph, is produced by association with devotees. We should seek out devotees who have that faith. Because in any endeavor, you need faith. You have to believe in yourself. You have to believe in what you're doing, that you're going to get somewhere. Right? I don't know if anyone here is what they call pumping iron or something. You know, people lifting weights. So it's very painful, that exercise. But they have to be convinced that if I just keep doing this, I'm going to get big muscles or I'm going to get something. Many processes like that. They're not, you know, there's some tapasya involved. They have to believe that the goal will be achieved, otherwise they quit. Not everybody can climb the top mountain. You have to believe that you can do it. Someone has to be encouraging you. Many people say that in their life, you know, there was one teacher or somebody that had faith in them and encouraged them, you know, that, okay, you can do it. Instead of saying you're stupid, you can't do anything. You know, many people, then they give up. We want to encourage all devotees. You can do it. Krishna will help you. Have faith. But in order to get faith, it's stressed here. And we know our Mahavishnu Swami, he was an expert at inspiring people to read Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. is the most important thing. So we understand who is Krishna, and we see these histories of all these great personalities. Krishna says that, many, many people in the past have become liberated and achieved perfection by this process. Janma, karma, chamedivyam, right? The Janmashtami verse. If one knows the transcendental nature of my birth and my activities, then he doesn't have to take birth again. We have to believe that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. If I just keep chanting the holy name of Krishna, I may not be feeling everyday ecstasy. You know, my hair might not be standing on end, but we want that. And we know that if we continue to practice, it will come. If we take the faith and the words of the spiritual master, the words of the acharyas, like I was saying, now we have the, you know, some great acharyas, appearance days and coming up. This is Haridas Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And we can take the six Goswamis, and we can take great faith in hearing about their activities. And all these different things, the true stories, not just eulogy. One of the offenses to the holy name is to think that the glories of the holy name are imaginary or exaggerations. That devotees are just making a sales pitch. You know, like they try to sell some junky food, so they advertise it as being very healthy, very delicious. And they show very happy, happy people. You know, with the cigarette, they always show very beautiful young people with the cigarette. They don't show the cancer burden. But people don't care anyway for this sense gratification. They become convinced. They'll say, well, you just have faith. You're just saying Hare Krishna because you have faith. The Prabhupada said they have faith. They have faith in somebody. Darwin or Brennan or Marx or anybody practically. People put faith in something, some process, faith in the whiskey. The drunkard is convinced that by drinking he'll be completely all right. As soon as he drinks a little more, he'll be fine. The addict, the drug addict. They just live for that thing. And they really believe that's faith, but that's really improper faith. But faith in Krishna is good, so one has to learn what is Krishna. We learn from association with devotees. We learn especially from hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. You know, these verses are given. And this purport is a very, very important one about faith. Faith is an essential thing. If we don't have faith that this process is the right thing, and the goal is of getting Krishna, then we'll give it up because there'll be trouble along the way. Anything someone is trying to do. I know myself, I tried so many things as I was growing up, and then I didn't really care that much when it got a little hard. So when I took to Krishna consciousness, my friends and my parents, ho, it's just another thing. You know, you're going to give that up also. But somehow Krishna has protected me. Utsaha nischaya daya tat karma pravartana. Rupa Goswami gave that enthusiasm. Enthusiasm has to be there, otherwise you won't do anything. You know, right? You have to have some interest in doing it. And then has to be some determination, because whatever we're trying to accomplish, it will be a little difficult. Things will come along that so many people give up. You know, we start out, we see many people come to Krishna consciousness, very enthusiastic. But they have some kind of, and they don't have any determination, so if it gets a little hard, things don't go perfectly, maybe they have some bad experience with another devotee, or they see a so-called advanced devotee fall down and they think, okay, well, it doesn't work. It's a special trick of Maya. And, oh, well, so-and-so, he was so big, but he fell down. So maybe he wasn't so big. Really. Didn't really have faith. And also, there are other explanations. Even that was one song that, by one of our
hippie gurus back in the 60s, and was one of my favorites. But he said, you say you've lost your faith. You know it's not like that. You had no faith to begin with, and you know it. If you really have faith, you don't lose it. That's what it says. Krishna will protect you. I'll just keep trying. That requires, usahanya saya daya, patience. Most important thing in the process of making advancement is patience. Enthusiasm by itself can be just derailed, you know, can be detoured, can get bewildered. If one is expecting too much too fast, or has some false idea of what you're going to get from this. The devotee is patient. He's praying that I don't expect to get love of Krishna in many millions of births, but I'm going to keep trying anyway. I'll get it eventually. It doesn't matter how long it's going to take. Patience. Patience is required. If you're trying to make a devotee, you're trying to raise children. Sometimes I get mothers saying, what can I do? I get angry with my children. They're impatient. Expect a child to be an adult right away, you know, and just do whatever you tell it. Never get bewildered. But children, that's not natural. You have to be patient. Women are generally more patient than men. That's why they generally raise the children. Generally, they're empowered to be patient, to tolerate all the things that children do, and all the boredom or whatever, you know, the routine. They empower to relish that. Men generally, they can't do that. Impatient. People want quick results. They don't like to take, like, even Ayurvedic medicine. They want some medicine that immediately will cure the disease, supposedly. But there's no such thing. But the disease of, and many people promise, the sahajyas make it cheap. You don't have to wait, you know. When I came here for the Rath Yatra, many of the devotees, I don't know, what, you know, the guests, and come and touch my head. I said, chant Hare Krishna, touch my head. Say Hare Krishna, touch my head. Said, I don't have magic power that I can just touch your head and, you know, all Maya goes away and you go back to Godhead. You have to chant the holy name. You have to take the process. That's our mercy. We can give you that. But if I touch your head, it won't do you any good. It's worse, actually. Because you go away thinking, ah, sannyasi touched my head. Now my life is perfect. And people like that. There's many, many so-called incarnations and gurus and in other religions also, other sampradayas and Christianity and Muslim that promises quick. You don't have to do anything. Just sign up. Give your donation, and the priest will bless you. But that's not the way it works. If the priest blesses you, he'll tell you, give up sense gratification, chant the holy name, you know, whether you give a donation or not, you do that. And have patience. Take this process and keep at it. Have faith. Look around you. See how it's working on so many people all over the world. Coming from every kind of background, every kind of gotra. The holy name works. The process has worked on so many people. On pious, good people, on the most sinful, madmen, all kinds of. We had one guy in Africa. He came and he was a madman, completely mad. You know, just a madman. And the devotees didn't know what to do with him. And somebody just put him with a headphone in Prabhupada's japa. And somehow he would just sit for hours and hours and listen to